honor the law.
Don't forget your butter and the eggs. Don't forget the eggs.
Thank you.
Can you carry them all?
You bet I can.
That's a lot of groceries for one little girl to manage.
Oh, but I got a basket on the handlebars in my pocket.
Now, what do you think of that?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, mister?
Got any cigarettes in this market?
Sure, right here. What kind do you want?
Oh, damn old dough.
There you are. 10 cents. Thank you.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Roberts.
Good evening.
You haven't been in to see us for a long while. Find everything all right?
Yes.
Yeah, let's see. 2 cans of asparagus, 25.
In the coffee.
35. That's 55 on the sugar, makes it an even dollar.
A dollar? Oh, dear, I've only got about 80 cents in change in my purse. I wonder if you could cash a check.
Sure, Mrs. Roberts, I'd be glad to.
$50?
Mrs. Roberts, you better let me charge those things tonight. You shouldn't be carrying that much money with you.
Oh, that's all right. I'm going straight home. Besides, I promised my husband faithfully that I'd cash it for him. If I don't, he'll be simply furious.
Well, it's a good thing I'm about to close up. If it was earlier in the day, I wouldn't be able to cash it. But here we are. 10, 20, 30, 2 fives. I'm sorry you'll have to take the rest of it in silver.
Oh, I don't mind the silver. It's all money, you know.
There you are.
Well, I certainly appreciate this. It's exactly as I told my husband. I like to trade here because you're always so accommodating. Well, good evening, and thank you.
Good night, Mrs. Roberts. Good night.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, mister?
How about a box of matches to go with them cigarettes?
Oh, sure, sure. There.
Oh, thanks.
Hello, sister.
Oh.
Shut up. Hand over that purse.
Well,
hand over that purse. That's better. Thanks.
Oh.
And now, sister, if you know what's good for you, not a squawk at me, and keep walking.
Here, this is the station, Benton. Drive in here.
Hmm, and a pretty nice spot to pedal gas.
Yeah. 54, calling car 54.
Hey, fellas.
How are you, Benton?
10L5-3R.
Who's your shadow with you?
Oh, Kemp? Ah, for a young rookie, he's not doing so bad.
Additional information on broadcast 93. A woman last seen wearing large red hat and white fox neck piece. That is all. Wallace.
Let's get out and stretch.
Yeah, good idea.
Oh, stay in that car.
Yeah?
You cops aren't going to hang around here and waste my time.
Nice and hospitable, ain't he?
Listen here, why did you stop in the first place?
Well, we just wanted to find out if you'd had time to see Sergeant Reynolds.
Yeah, day before yesterday. You know, Reynolds gave me a letter to the sheriff.
And what did you want with the sheriff?
Oh, Frank's applied for a permit to carry a gun.
Don't tell me you've had trouble.
Well, not here. That is, not since the company made me manager of this news station.
But you was robbed before?
Robbed? Only 3 times.
Is that so?
Yes, sir, 3 times, Benton. And I'm not waiting for a 4th.
You raided a permit?
I'll say I did. But so far, I haven't had a chance to get a gun.
You young fellas are too anxious for trouble. We'll keep an eye on the station for you.
I suppose you don't have any holdups in your own territory?
Listen, if we do, Car 35 handles them.
Listen, Kemp, I'm telling you one thing. I've paid out my last profits to Yeggs and Stickup Man. I'm not looking for trouble, But believe me, from now on, I'm going to be ready.
35, that's us. Get in, Kent.
Hey, hold up. Woman robbed near Sunset Market at 1012 Downey Avenue.
No hold up there. Says you.
West Park Service Station. Frank Brown speaking. Ooh, hello, honey. No, I won't be able to get home for supper. Belle can't work for me tonight. But I can't eat at the drugstore, honey. Not tonight. I can't leave the station, don't you understand? I'll be here all alone. Oh, make it just a couple of sandwiches. Sure. Sure, you bring them over. In about an hour?
That'll be fun.
I've been robbed, you hear me? Robbed.
Oh, no, Mrs.
Roberts. Robbed, nearly $50.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
Then why do you stand there like that? Why don't you do something?
Well, Mrs. Roberts, I've done everything I can. I telephoned the police. I can't leave my market.
It's outrageous. Right on the street, half a block from my own home.
Yeah, I know. No, there's the police now. A radio patrol car. Now everything will be all right. They'll be in Joseph.
All right, but what shall I tell my husband?
Come on, Kemby. This must be the place.
No, it's not the place, officer.
Yes, but...
It was right down there in the middle of the block. I was walking along, not thinking of anything, and attending to my own business, and when suddenly a man sneaked up behind me, took my arm, and said, oh, that voice, I shall never forget that voice. Sister, he said, hand over that purse. I was so frightened, I was speechless.
Yeah?
And after he stuffed my purse in his pocket, he said, if you know what's good for your sister, keep walking.
Did he have a car?
Well, he might have. He ran across the street, darted through that vacant lot, and...
Yes.
Disappeared. Disappeared completely. And now...
Yes, go ahead, go on.
Now, I think... Oh, dear, I think I'm going to faint.
Here, Kemp, help me, can't you?
Yeah, well, fainted, eh?
Well, what does it look like? Take hold of her arms, Kemp.
Yeah.
And we'll carry her into the market.
All right.
Hey, stand back there, can't you? Give her some room.
Yeah, give her some room.
There, that's better now. Help me put her down here.
Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a load.
Say, Benton, that was one armful you didn't expect.
Good evening, sir.
Hey, nice spot you got here. Is this a new gas station?
Yes, sir. How many do you want?
Yes? Fill her up. About 5 of them. And a phone, buddy, where are you keeping it?
Oh, telephone. Inside the station, over to the left.
Oh, I see. Next to the cash register. Okay.
Hey, what's the idea? Get away from that cash register.
Come up, buddy, and don't try to get...
Why, you...
Reach for the sky, buddy. This cannon's loaded.
I bet it's loaded, and if it wasn't, I'd paste you right on the chin.
Oh, gonna be noisy about it, huh? Well, it's too bad.
Oh.
Because I hate to hit guys with a blackjack.
Oh.
It leaves such a nasty bump on their head.
Hey, Benton. Did you get any more dope from the woman?
Just on the tan purse, and small enough to put in a man's pocket.
No description of the holdup himself.
No, except that he was a truck.
Oh, yeah, one of them these, them, and those guys, huh?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, boy, look at that gauge. We better get gas. We're just about empty.
Right, or you and me will be walking.
Hey, wait a minute.
Not this station, Benton.
Go on to Frank's. It's just down at the end of the next block.
Well, sure, it's a bit out of the way, but...
Say, Benton.
This... At 322 Fountain, 14A, at 322 Fountain...
Hey, Benton.
That is all.
Why are you so interested in 49's call?
Headquarters might have some further information on that holdup.
Oh. Well, what's the angle?
Kemp, I know this racket from Exodus to Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these stick-up men usually knock off 2 or 3 jobs in a night. I'd give you odds that we hear again from that fella.
You mean the guy that held up that woman back there near the market?
The same. And we'll hear from him, Kemp. Mark me now, within the hour.
Hey, whoa there. You nearly drove past it. This is the station.
A block further and we wouldn't have made it.
Right. Yeah, where's Frank? I don't see him.
Well, there's a car parked in the driveway, but no customer.
Say, look, Benton. There's a man inside the station at the cash register till.
Sure it ain't Frank?
No. Well, that's not Frank. And who the dickens...
Well, come on, Kemp. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Hello there, Sonny. What are you up to?
Why?
Where's Frank?
Frank?
Sure, and don't you know him?
He's the fellow that runs this station.
Frank. Oh, yeah, sure. Why, he's gone over to the drugstore for eats. Told me to stay here and watch the station for him.
Yeah? And that's the way you do it, eh? With both hands on the till.
Steady, Kemp. Good Lord, here comes a girl.
Yes, yes, I know her. That's Marjorie. She's Frank's wife.
Fred Kemp, what on earth are you doing?
Oh, hello, Marjorie.
Well, what's the matter? You're all so quiet. What was that? That noise. There it is again. Did you hear it?
Stay back, Marjorie.
Oh, what's the matter? You're all so quiet. Frank, that's it. Something's happened to Frank.
According to this gentleman, he just stepped across the street to the drugstore for a wee bit of supper.
Supper? Oh, no, Frank couldn't have done that. He was going to be here all alone. See, I brought him a supper.
Hello. Hello.
Frank. It's Frank. He's in that closet.
Kemp, hold on to that girl.
Marjorie, come back.
Look out. Don't let him get to his car. Plug his tires.
Stop that gas. Stop it.
Man, and you got him.
Yeah, easy now. Yeah, through the calf of his leg.
I'll say you did. Passed out, too. The poor devil's unconscious. What's that bulging out of his pocket? A tan purse?
Yeah, just a second. Yeah, and a fat roll of bills.
Any identification?
Let's see. Here's a bank book. Mrs. W.W. Roberts. Roberts? Say, Benton, wasn't she the dame that was held up?
Sure, going home from the market. Didn't I tell you that we'd hear again from this mug in less than an hour?
Honor the law.